AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. In President Trump's primetime address last night, he said U.S. forces will keep hitting Iran very hard in the next 2 or 3 weeks and bring the country back to the Stone Ages. Even as he made those threats, the president argued that all of Washington's objectives have so far been met or exceeded. Oil rose more than 7% and world shares fell after Trump's first national address since the Iran war began. Meanwhile, Iran has launched more missiles while discussions on a ceasefire go on. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Iran has responded to President Donald Trump's address to Americans on the war with new missile attacks targeting Israel and the Gulf Arab states, underlining Tehran's insistence that it rejects Washington's outreach for a ceasefire while maintaining its grip on the Strait of Hormuz. Britain Thursday plans to hold a call with nearly 36 countries about how to reopen the strait, through which 20% of all oil and natural gas traded passes in peacetime. The call will discuss diplomatic and political measures that could restore shipping once the fighting's over. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Supreme Court seems poised to reject Trump's restrictions on birthright citizenship. Both conservative and liberal justices questioned whether Trump's order denying citizenship to children born in the U.S. to parents here illegally or temporarily adheres to the Constitution or federal law. In sports, Memphis Grizzlies forward Brandon Clark was arrested yesterday in Arkansas on charges including speeding and possession of a controlled substance. Injuries have limited Clark to only 2 games this season, and Memphis has ruled him out for the rest of this season. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. A warm, dry winter in mountains of Colorado does not bode well for the drought-stricken West.
This is our worst snow year on record in Colorado.
Maureen Gutch is a hydrologist with the Department of Agriculture, conducting a snow survey in a section of the Rocky Mountains considered the headwaters of the Colorado River.
This is our third site of the day. First site that had any snow.
And that could mean water shortages, not only for Colorado, but much of the West.
From our soils, agriculture, drinking water, all of that depends on snow.
Cities in the region are imposing water use restrictions, and ranchers, like Philip Anderson,
now normally here we'd be walking in water,
are wondering how they'll feed and water their cattle.
In the pasture that we normally calve in, there's no pond water, no stock water.
I'm Ben Thomas.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.